Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Grace and peace. So delighted you can join us once again for the interactive Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. Brother Fidel hosting for the Honorable Dr. Apostle Latanya Turner, Pastor Deborah Freeman. This program is brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Our service times are 12 noon. And yes, the doors of the church are open, and we are diligent and compliant in obeying the rules of social distancing. But we would like you to join us this Sunday. Tomorrow, 12 noon, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. And since the broadcast is interactive, we want to hear from you. We value the connection to our listeners. You can email us as askdrturner8@gmail.com. That's askdrturner8@gmail.com. And visit our website, AskDrTurner.org. You know, there is purpose in prayer. There is certainly power in prayer. And that is why, beloved, you must have a passion for prayer. And with that said, I encourage you to go to the website and get Dr. Turner's prayer CD. It will enrich your life. It will encourage you. And it will bless you tremendously. There is a word that the Lord has given me to release to you on this for this broadcast, actually. And it is a specific rhema given to me by Holy Spirit. And I pray that it will encourage and strengthen you. And it is in the form of a subject. And the subject is these things. These things. It is a term used in the Bible many times, but I want to focus on how it is used in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. But before we go to verse 31, let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." I want to look at the fact that the Spirit is the one that helpeth our infirmities. By defining the word infirmities in the original language, in the Greek, because sometimes just the English vernacular does not give us the full meaning of how the writer wanted it to be conveyed. So this word infirmities now is a word asthenia, A-S-T-H-E-N-E-I-A. And it means feebleness of body or mind, a malady, moral frailty, but it also speaks of disease, sickness, and weakness. This definition is important to note because we are in the throes or in the midst of a virus which affects the body in the form of dis-ease, because it affects the ease of the body. And in cases all over the world, it is causing death. And because of that now, it is troublesome to the mind. But the prolonged disruption of normal life, which it causes now, can lead to depression, or it can lead to despair, feebleness of mind. But be comforted, beloved, and strengthened in the fact that one of Holy Spirit's many functions is that of helper. Hence the reason Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities." In other words, amongst the plethora of things that he does for us, helping our infirmities with an S is one of the most important. Now, Thayer's Dictionary defines the word helpeth or help as it is used in Romans 8:26 this way: to lay hold along with, to strive to obtain with others. In other words, to help in obtaining something. So the Spirit of the living God, the Comforter, the Paracleton, is with us, is in us now, to help us to obtain the things that we need, whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance or otherwise. Meaning, beloved, you are not alone in dealing with infirmities or any other thing that life throws at you. In this time, in this season, or the times and the seasons to come, be comforted, be encouraged, be strengthened by the fact that you have a comforter, you have a guide, you have a teacher, you have a helper in the Holy Spirit who is given to you as a gift now to help you to obtain, to be victorious, to be overcomers now. Just a few days ago, I heard a report of a man in New York City. He had inherited a very profitable real estate portfolio. He was worth in excess of $490 million. That's right, $490 million. He lived in an exclusive building in a ritzy area of New York City. He became manically depressed because of the quarantine and jumped from the 26th floor to his death. Money may answer all things, but it does not give you the peace that passes all understanding. It cannot fully protect you when you're dealing with certain things. Only Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Lord, and the King can give you that peace. If that man, beloved, had the peace of God permeating and saturating his heart, his mind, his soul, he would not have been so depressed that the only way out, as far as he was concerned, would be to take his life in such a heinous way, jumping from the 26th floor of his building. He had a lot of things. He had a lot of material things. But the one thing that he truly needed, which was the peace of God, he did not have. That is the peace which passes all understanding. That is the peace which guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus when you're dealing with certain things. When you have it and you reach a place that is past your ability to understand, things will not be able, as previously stated, to keep you, to help you. But that peace, that shalom of God, will help you to overcome. This is a great segue now to delve in deeper into the subject, these things. Before I do, I want to prepare you, or I want you to prepare to apply the next words to every contrary thing you're dealing with at the moment. Not just now, but those that will come. Because it is not a matter of if, but when you will encounter a storm of varying degrees and categories. But the peace of God is enough, beloved. It is potent enough to help you to navigate and overcome every storm, irrespective of the category. So prepare yourself now to apply the next words to every contrary thing that you are dealing with, that you will ever have to deal with. Everything that is attempting to infirm you, everything that is attacking to make you sick, to weaken you, to cause you to be feeble in your mind and in your body, especially in the mind, because it plays such an important function in our lives. I often say that the battleground of spiritual and all other warfares begins in the mind. And then if it is allowed to take root, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved, then it will have an effect in your physical body. When these things come upon you and you begin to get stressed out, your blood pressure begins to elevate. These things can cause you, glory to God, to begin to feel sick and feeble in the body. These things. Romans 8, beginning at verse 31. Paul, writing under the unction of the Holy Ghost, now says, "What shall we then say to these things?" You make it personal now with the things that you are dealing with, because this is a living word, written some 2,000 years ago, yet still it is a living word. What shall we then say to these things? It is high time, beloved, to stop talking about the things and start talking to the things. In other words, stop speaking, glory to God, about the mountain and start speaking to the mountain. It is time, glory to God, for you to begin to direct the word of God towards the things that you're dealing with. Why? Because both death and life are in the power of the tongue. So there is power in your mouth by way of the spoken word that is backed up by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul didn't say, "What shall we then say about these things?" Too many times we're in certain situations and we're conversating with other individuals and we're talking to them about what we're going through. Paul is saying, listen, what shall we then say to these things? In other words, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them say something victorious. Something, glory to God, befitting an individual who is an overcomer in God. What shall we then say about these things? Huh? And he tells us what to say. If God be for us, I could stop right there. If God be for us, and I want to make it personal, like never ever before, in saying to you, if God be for you, think about the things that you're going through in light of who is with you, Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth. If he be for you, with you, and in you through the Holy Ghost. In other words, I could give the benediction right there. But let me tell you what Holy Spirit went on to say through his apostle Paul. Who can be against us? This is corporate. You're not in the battle alone. You're not fighting the good fight of faith alone. Even sometimes you may feel forsaken. You may feel abandoned. You may be in a situation, a relationship situation, abandoned by a husband, abandoned by a wife, abandoned by a mother, a father, by your children, etc. You need to take comfort. You need to be encouraged in the fact that God is with you and God is for you. If God before us. You ought to say it right now. If God before me in this trial, who or what can be victorious against us? I mean, it's formed in the form of a question, but this is what the Spirit is saying through Paul, really, right? You can actually translate it, since God is with us and for us, then who or what can be victorious when it or they comes against us. Again, make it personal. If God be with and for me, or since God is with me, he is for me, who or what can be victorious when they come against me? Paul went on to write, he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now, you're dealing with something I call these things, something the Bible calls these things. That means it encompasses or it covers every single thing that you are dealing with or will ever deal with in life. But the solution, the antidote is that through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God has released us now from the bondage of sin and has given us all things. Peter said, God has given us all or everything that pertaineth unto life, Zoe, and godliness. And you can look at the value of the things that God has given you, of course, beginning with your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, etc. And you look at it in light now as the in terms of the price that was paid in order for you, for me, for all of us, individually and corporately, to receive these things. God gave heaven's best. God gave us the greatest gift that any human being could have. He gave us life, eternal life in Christ Jesus. But it was not given to us, ladies and gentlemen, for us to be beaten, battered, tossed, turned, depressed in this life, just waiting for the rapture, waiting for the catching away. No. It is given to us now, this salvation, all these things that come with the salvation, the shalom, which is the peace, the deliverance, glory to God, the breakthroughs, being victorious, being an overcomer. It's all inclusive, but we have to requisition it, glory to God. We cannot allow these things, which are bombarding our minds and our lives now, to have us so bogged down mentally and emotionally, feeble in mind and body, that we're not able to access all the things given to us, my beloved, freely by the Lord. What are these things that you're dealing with at the moment? You know what they are. Some of you, glory to God, are feeling overwhelmed at the moment. That individual that I referenced earlier, that situation's extreme. But there are many other individuals now in these times of uncertainty with the spiking of the virus, situations with health, people in the healthcare industries. I see them on television. And they're crying out, the beds are filling up, patients are dying, younger people are dying now. These things can begin to affect the mind, and when they affect the mind, they will invariably affect the body. The Bible describes them as these things. But the response that we have is, God is for me. This thing that has come against me will not be able to overcome me, not be able to overcome my household, not be able to overcome my children and grandchildren, because God did not spare his own son. But in order for me, in order for you, in order for us to be delivered from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of death, hell, the grave, he delivered up his own son And Paul said, how shall he not with him? See, this is the key. Christ in us, the hope of glory. How shall God not with him, with Christ also, freely give us all things? You know, when I was younger, coming up, I heard the saying, if salvation was something that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. The wonderful thing about the gospel, the good news, the wonderful thing about the name of Jesus Christ, the wonderful thing about the Holy Ghost is they are gifts given to mankind, gifts given to every single human being who is willing to accept it by faith. God doesn't favor the rich. He doesn't favor one group over another, whether male, whether female, whether black, whether white, whether rich, whether poor. There's one thing everyone stands in need of at one point or another in their life, and that is the salvation, which included in that salvation, my beloved, is the peace of God, the shalom of God. And it is a free gift to us, so there's no reason why we should be suffering from depression. Let me bring in the prophet Isaiah here. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Let's stop right there. The prophet does not say the weapon will not form. Whether the weapon is a virus, whether the weapon is some other sickness, some other disease, some other infirmity that is causing you to feel so depressed that you're despairing of life, that is causing you to be in such despair that you feel abandoned and forsaken. Remember the prophet Elijah as he left his servant in an area which belongeth to Judah, prays, and he went and dwelt under the juniper tree, despairing of life, feeling that he was the only one left who was seeking after the things of God, and now his life was being threatened, and at some point he wound up in a cave. He was going down to a deeper and deeper place of depression and despair. And then he got a visitation from God to let him know, you're not alone. I have 7,000 who have not bowed their knees to Baal. Beloved, you don't have to bow to depression. You do not have to bow to fear. You do not have to bow to anxiety. No, you have peace with God. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. What is the weapon that is formed against your life? Is it some kind of health crisis? Is there a spirit of fear attacking your mind? Is there a crisis that has come against your marriage, against your family, your finances, on the job, in the business? No weapon that is formed against you as a child of God shall prosper. The only way it can prosper is if you allow fear to cause it to prosper. Faith will stop that weapon that is formed in its tracks, but fear, anxiety, and stress will cause it to prosper. It will be like a cancer that begins to metastasize and invade your body. Your faith, your trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ is all you need. The power of God's Spirit, the spoken word. No weapon, beloved, that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. Listen, it's great to be able to get prayer when a weapon forms, when there's a tongue that rises up in judgment against you. But the Spirit, the Ruach, spoke through the prophet Isaiah and said, listen, you have the power to condemn it. You have the authority in the name of Jesus Christ to condemn it. You are the victor and not the vanquished. And here's the reason why. Because the prophet said, this is the heritage now. It is the inheritance in Christ of who? The servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is in him. Our righteousness, your righteousness is in him. So therefore, you have inherited, you have an inheritance in God because of the death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection from the grave, his sending the Spirit of the living God to indwell you. I encourage you, my precious listener, I encourage you to let this word permeate. Let it saturate your heart, your mind, and your soul. Whatever you're going through right now, it may be the most difficult time and season that you have ever experienced in your life. Hope in God. Trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The weapon has formed, yes, but it shall not prosper. Open up your mouth and speak against it and tell that mountain, if God or since God is for me, or just point blank, make an emphatic statement, God is for me, and this thing that has come against me cannot be victorious. It has formed, but it shall not prosper. I condemn it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I am a son of God. I am a servant of the Lord. My righteousness, glory to God, is in him. Listen, beloved, if you're dealing with or feeling overwhelmed by the things, the infirmities I've just referenced, and you need prayer, don't be ashamed. You need counseling. You need someone to speak to because you're feeling overwhelmed by these things. You know what they are. Don't be ashamed. Call our prayer line right now. Seize the moment. One of our dedicated intercessors is waiting to take your call. One of our dedicated counselors is waiting to take your call. This is what the Ask Dr. Turner program is all about. Ministering to you in word and in deed. Call now, 904-765-7600. That's 904-765-7600. And remember, you can also reach out to us at Ask Dr. Turner, the number 8, at gmail.com, or on the website askdrturner.org. And we would love for you to join us in service, Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, service time 12 noon. We're located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Thank you for taking the time out. I bless you in the rich, majestic, awesome, and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Savior, Lord, and King. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.